Why I like the free will gospel so much, a satirical look at the false free will gospel. There are many reasons why I, a free will preacher, am so fond of the free will gospel. Here are just a few of those reasons. Because asking someone to accept Christ makes it easy for me to rack up converts. Because I don't need to know any Bible verses or do any preaching. Because it is sucker-friendly, so I am less likely to get persecuted for promoting it than for preaching the sovereignty of God and salvation. Because it is real easy to just tell a person to recite a salvation prayer or raise their hand or walk an aisle. Because I don't need to mention unpopular subjects like the law of God, hell or the wrath of God. Because it's so easy to sell, I just tell people that God loves them. Jesus died for them and all they have to do is raise their hand or say a prayer to get into heaven. Because people like it so much, since it lets them think they can sin all their lives and then get themselves saved on their deathbeds. Because if one magic formula doesn't work, I can whip out another one, like the sinner's prayer, four spiritual laws, Romans Road, etc. Because it's so fast and simple to get someone to accept Christ. You don't need to wait on God to change a person's heart. Because I don't like the real gospel, which puts man at God's mercy, where it is God himself who sovereignly determines, according to his good pleasure alone, see Ephesians 1, 5, if he will save someone and when he will save someone. Because I am too lazy to study church history, otherwise I would have found out that the free will gospel is not the real gospel. It is something called Arminianism, which was condemned as heresy at the Synod of Dort way back in 1618. The problem with all this quick, easy, seeker-friendly and yes, unbiblical, free will Arminian nonsense is that it is a false way of salvation. Unless a person is born again, they can't even see the kingdom of heaven, never mind enter into it. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3, 3. Nobody who is spiritually dead can become born from above by choosing to be born again, any more than they could choose to be physically born in the first place. For more information on this subject, please refer to our articles on predestination and free will.